Dagans. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here and spending some time with us. We have Doc Waterman, the Waterman Files. He is with us tonight. Hello, Doc.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Well, we have our guest with us as well. His website is BobFletcherInvestigations.com. His name, oddly enough, is Bob Fletcher. Now, Bob Fletcher, he's a businessman, an investigator, a film producer, a radio personality. He's an author. He's a federal witness, a whistleblower, and he's a patriot. He's been through a lot. He likes to investigate. He's got a lot to say about, Planet X and weather control and all sorts of things. So welcome to the show tonight, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Thank you very much. Well, for starters, went out on the limb, so to speak, here about 9 months or a year ago. I released a DVD expose on the potential incoming of Nibiru, Planet X. For the people that are not aware of it, I put together a very involved two DVDs on explaining the potential of Planet X. And what I did, actually, because of what I've done in the past, I had been asked a few years ago to look into where the money was disappearing. I've chased multitudes of corrupted financial fraud and things, and supplied Henry Gonzalez, the Texas congressman, relative to a lot of financial fraud information. But I've been involved with literally chasing the drug thing and drugs and murders, assassinations and what have you. It's all been rather serious and also rather technical or realistically earthbound types of things. And normally, not in a million years, would I have gotten involved with looking into the concept of Planet X or Nibiru, whichever has got several names. It's called the Wormwood in the Bible. But what happened was I had a couple of people say, hey, would you look into, if you had a time, because I don't do like I used to. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and like I say, jokingly, I'm getting old, but it's a reality. So I certainly don't function at the pace I used to. And someone said, you know, we need somebody to kind of just look in, see if you can get an idea of what's going on, because we're talking big money disappearing, not right. a couple million a month, like we were used to tracking down congressmen or senators or people like Hillary that pulled off these insider information things and make money in the stock markets, and which they do on a regular basis.
Continually.
Yeah. But they do.
Well, hold that thought right there, Bob. We're going to take our first break, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to Bob Fletcher tonight, BobFletcherInvestigations.com. Our guest tonight is Bob Fletcher. You can find his DVD and more information at BobFletcherInvestigations.com. There's a link at the Truth Traveler, too. Imagine that. Now, Bob, when your friends approached you to maybe research Planet X if you had time, did you think that was kind of fringe? I mean, you know, kind of like...
Well, no, actually, I kind of maybe misquoted or misdirected. No, see, the original inquiry had nothing to do with Planet X. It was totally to try and get a handle on what was going on with the possibility of people, small group, a cabal, or whatever, some of these characters that actually have the ability to rip us off at such a high level. The inquiry actually was, what in the world was going on when billions and trillions with a T was vanishing in terms of money? So it was actually trying to figure out what could possibly be going on with extraordinary multi-billions of dollars vanishing from different allocations of funds. They have what they call the covert budgeting, which mm-hmm. actually is quote unquote legitimate for what it is, top secret development of weapons and things of that sort. But then there's the I say real the above top secret activities, where money in huge amounts of money was disappearing from all of these, not secret, top secret, and then above top secret, and all of these unbelievable amounts of money disappearing, which included, for example, the fact that there's no more gold in Fort Knox, and nobody at the those folks that control, of course, the gold, we're unable to get any kind of an audit, and that includes senators and congressmen who had gone forward and said, you know, we've got to get an audit on the gold. We want to know what's happening with the gold, and they just simply said, go away. You have no right to even ask us for an audit because that's the way the Federal Reserve System was set up originally. We agreed to run the money and do all of that, but the agreement also was that nobody has oversight, period. Now, that's outrageous if people realize that they would be really angry, but then nobody cares if you're angry anyhow. You can't get anybody's attention if you, fell down dead in the middle of the front steps of the Lincoln Memorial. You can't get any attention. So, anyhow, the bottom line is the way the Federal Reserve is set up, we cannot get an audit. And what took place a couple years ago, we, of course, had Ron Paul and a few other senators and congressmen requesting the audits, and they just told them to take a hike and get out of their face. They said, we're not going to give you that, so it's none of your business. And, of course, basically it's our money. It's not the Federal Reserve's money. They may have control over it, and they be the ones that print the cash, and they may be the ones that have oversight at Fort Knox, but it is still not their money, but it is now because they've just said, go away. The same thing that happened within a period, same period of time, was two or three of the nations in the around the globe who have tons of gold of theirs in deposit at Fort Knox came forward, and Germany was one, and they came forward and they said, we need a couple tons of our own gold back because the economy was crashing a few years ago, and several of the nations needed to have gold. So they just said, we need to have. And they were told that they could not get gold, but could not get even an audit either on their gold, an update on the value and all that kind of stuff certified from Fort Knox for about 7 years. They said, if you wait till 2020, you'll be able to get something from us.
Okay. Meanwhile, we've already gone through an economic crash and, whatever.
Right. Well, you got to be a complete moron if you don't think something's wrong at that point, obviously. And then the next event that happened just relative to the crazy gold story was the gentleman that was in charge of the International Monetary Fund from Europe. That's the basic, the equivalent of the Federal Reserve System here, but for the a group of European bankers, et cetera, et cetera. And they have their International Monetary Fund. This fella was in charge of that. He came.
Well, Bob, hold it right there, okay, right there at the IMF. We're going to go to commercial break, then we'll be back up for a long segment right after this. Now, okay. Bob, when you were doing your research, did you see where they actually funneled money into these, like, underground bases or storing up on food? I mean, did you actually see those, transactions?
Okay. Absolutely. So what happened, again, I had actually, to talk about being aware of it in the 90s, I actually went underground and looked at myself, snuck in, if you will, and videotaped some of the underground operations at the Denver airport. And I had done that back in 95, I think it was, when they opened it. About the first week or so, I was able to get in underground and got on a tram that was running underground and saw the fact that they were doing two times as much work underground that they were doing above ground at the Denver airport. So that's one of the locations. But again, that was something that was back in 95, and I was up to my neck and things, so I just, that was the end of it. I didn't go any farther. But the point was, you can find on budgeting See, where one thing's budgeted or this is budgeted, and again, a big piece of money would disappear, and because it costs billions to dig these tunnels underground.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, it does. Well, hold that thought right there at the tunnels, Bob, and we'll be right back. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. Find his website at bobfletcherinvestigations.com. Okay, Bob, we've been talking about tunnels, and was it hard for you to find the transactions where some of this money went? Was that tough to dig into that?
Well, it normally would be, but it's not really. Of course, in my case, we get people actually for years at different levels had contacted me, you know, for this thing and that thing, and would say, hey, why don't you, you know, I have a good friend, for example, who was several years with the CIA, and that I've known for 20 years now, since I first was a witness in the Iran-Contra inquiries and then started doing work for the Senate and the Congress or different investigations, and to where I, you know, where you could call somebody or touch base with somebody and find out, you know, like, you know, you say, hey, what's going on with this, or what do you know about this project or that project? You know, and they would just say, well, why don't you look here, why don't you look there? And, you know, it's something that normally would take you a long, long time if you were an outsider, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, but by having somebody just direct you, or somebody would just say, hey, why don't you just look this up on that, under that, and check out the difference between budget A and budget B, and you'll see what's going on, and things of that sort. So it's been a little easier for me for the last 15 years, so to speak, because I've actually been doing this now for about 30, and where I used to get calls from the Senate and the Congress, and I was hired by Manuel Noriega's lawyers to do a special inquiry into drug operations when they had him on trial. I put together a report for them. I've done work with Sonny Bono. I'm afraid the work that I actually did for him probably is what got him murdered up on the ski slopes. He didn't run into a tree and die. He died because he was murdered. We were about to have a congressional investigation open up in 15 days that I had worked for 8 or 9 months with Sonny on that particular investigation. And the only thing the bad guys could do at that point in time relative to Sonny was to kill him. It was the only way they were going to stop us from completing this the congressional inquiry. And we had subpoena powers. Sonny had called me in December. I was in Los Angeles at that time. He called me up, and they said when they got back from the Christmas holidays, we finally were going to go on and have it, have the inquiry. I had supplied him myself with enough information to put a busload of people in prison at very high levels.
Wow.
And
okay.
And Sonny, they said, okay. And the big deal was they told me that they had set up to where they had subpoena powers. They were going to force people to testify where, you know, if they didn't testify, they could go to jail and wait until they decided to talk. So most of the time in congressional inquiries, they do not do that. You know, again, like I say, it's holding hands up there. They never get into a subpoena situation where so the person gets up and says, well, gee, I don't quite remember, or, you know, I can't come in tomorrow. I can't testify till next month, whatever. So they can do all that two-stepping. But with a subpoena situation, we were going to be able to force them to either answer the question or they could spend time in jail until they answered. And that's one reason, that's the obvious reason why you won't see that very often. Anyhow, 10 days after that phone call, Sonny was dead on the ski slopes, and he had been pistol whipped to death. And I even did a separate DVD of my investigation into Sonny's murder. Very, very interesting. Includes an autopsy and everything else. It's very, very good. If anybody's interested, you can get that from my website. But so to get back to the bottom line was, And I want to kind of squeeze this together so we have a little time for other things.
Well, we're getting ready to go to break here, so maybe not start it, because
okay.
We're going to go to our top of the hour break, and then we'll come back for a long segment.
Go ahead, Doc. Squeeze out this thing. Whatever happened to the evidence that was going to be brought to this hearing?
To what hearing? Excuse me.
Sonny.
The one that I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, the bulk of it, I put on another separate DVD report, and I believe the title of it is Drugs and the CIA. And most of that information is on there that would have come out in the hearings. Anybody that wants to.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to break, guys. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.